Well, shalom, everybody, and talk to them. This is happy January 1st. They need to go outside because they're okay. I'm directing traffic because I'm in my house here today, and we passed it. Ben, and I just want to say happy January 1st. To you. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I will not insult God by calling this New Year. I know better than that. And for many years, I did go by January 1st because I thought Pope Gregory might have been a good guy. But it turns out, you know, as I was sitting studying who Pope Gregory was, and he was really Catholic, 100%, and not just Catholic, but he was a Babylonian pagan Catholic. He believed in all of the goddess and gods of the Roman culture, and so he really took the Vatican on a loop when he decided that he wanted to change the calendar and start the year not in the springtime, but he wanted to start the year during the dead of winter, and we'll talk about why he decided to do that. But first of all, I just want to say thank you to Hakol Havarim, the Israel, and say I hope you're having a great day there. I hear they started a third official lockdown in Israel, and so the lie continues. And so I just want to say, here's to hope and time, because there's two things that we have. We have the hope, the blessed hope of the rapture, and we have time, because 2020 will not end until March 14th. So my great hope is that March 14th, 2020 will be, the rapture will happen before the end of the 120th year. And that's what my hope is. I'm not gonna get involved in saying, because people can send in me, oh, Pastor Sandy, I'm so sorry that the 2020 passed and now there's no rapture. And I'm just so sad for you because, you know, here's another year's gone by. And I'm like, hold up there. Here, let me do this. Let me show you. Bow. See that? Cloud party is still on because the new year does not end until March 14th of 2021, and God still calls 2020 or the 120th year, because it will always be the month of Nisan will start the new year, and the month of Nisan is in the spring, which is the way God wanted to start his new years since the time of Moses. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I'm going to try not to stay with you too long, but I want to, and I'm going to send you this paperwork as well through Pastor Ben. September, what does it mean, and why is it the ninth month of the year? Well, I'm going to read to you. Latin, septine, means seven, and was originally the seventh month. Okay, it was the seventh month of the year, okay, on the Roman calendar as well. So if Septine or September means seven, then why is September the ninth month of the year? How did it get to be the ninth month of the year when it was originally called Septine, which was the seventh month of the year? Well, okay, let's talk about October. Octo, which means eighth, right? Okay, so why is October then the 10th year, the 10th month of the year? Okay, and then we get to November, which is the Latin novem, which means the 9th. And so November is supposed to be the 9th month of the year. And the decem in the Latin, meaning 10, So December is supposed to be the 10th month of the year, but somehow it ends up being the 12th month of the year. So how did this happen? Well, your beloved Pope Gregory, not mine, decided that he wanted, because they already have these gods set up within their calendar, but they wanted to do something great for a goddess or a god that Pope Gregory really admired, and that god was called Janus. Now, Janus, you can see a coin of Janus. It's a two-headed god, and it claims to be bisexual or pansexual, meaning man or woman, it doesn't matter. So Janus is the goddess, or the god who opens portals for demonic spirits to come in. So Pope Gregory really wanted to honor Janus because he allowed the spirit world to be open to us and for portals to be open. So he wanted to change the whole calendar and say, let's start the year during January to honor Janus, who's going to open all of these portals for the demonic spirits to come in. And so he even met with some of the popes and everything. You can read the history yourself. And they were really against starting the the new year in the middle of the dead of winter, you know. And so they argued about it. And of course, Pope Gregory ended up winning out. And so from now on, you get your new year in the dead of winter in the month of January, so that the god Janus, a two-headed bisexual god, could be honored, because this is what Pope Gregory wanted. So since December used to be the 10th and January used to be the 11th. See, they had it the way they wanted it at first, and that was the argument with the Pope. They wanted 11 because 11 meant confusion and Satanism, so they liked having Janus as the 11th month because 11th is their number of confusion. But when he came and said, no, we're going to start the year with Janus, because Janus opens portals for us. So they honored Pope Gregory, and Pope Gregory was allowed to say, well, we'll leave the names of the months as they are, and September, even though it means 7th, it'll now be the 9th month, and October, even though it's the 10th, it'll now be the 8th month, and we'll just do it this way because we're honoring the god Janus, okay? So now, every January 1st, everyone goes, hey, Happy New Year. And we go, and God is in heaven going, really? Really? And now the problem with the world is, I don't mind, but the big problem is now you have Christians that say, hey, Pope Gregory had a much better idea, because none of us ever question the calendar. We just say, you know, it starts in January, ends in December. And nobody asks what all those months mean, because let's look at even some of the months, okay? Since January is for Janus, the bisexual god who opens doors through portals, then Februus was the Roman god of purification. So February is also named after one of the pagan gods. And then March, of course, is the March. And they said February resided in the underworld, and he was one of the gods in the underworld. So February is named after a pagan god. So all of this, but Daniel chapter 7 verse 25 says, and he shall, who is he? Satan, the Antichrist, he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and half a time. So to be able to change the times and to change the dates, putting Christians in confusion as to what God is doing, because now you're not on God's calendar, you're on a satanic calendar called the Gregorian calendar, named after Pope Gregory. Now, I know it's a lot of education for January 1st, but let me finish this out, okay? So he did not just want to do that with the days, because now you're saying first day of the week, second day of the week, third day. He wanted to change it to Monday because it represented the moon god, Allah. So, and he said, well, Catholics don't believe in Allah. Yes, they do. They believe in a moon god, okay? So, they wanted to change it to, well, if you're a Babylonian Catholic, which is what Pope Gregory was. Remember, the Catholic Church is from the word Pergamus, which means a mixed marriage between Babylonian idol worship and Christianity. It just means a defiled mixed marriage, okay? So Monday became the moon god, the worship of the moon god. Tuesday became T-Y-R of war, and he was the Norse god of war. So they named Tuesday after that god. And then Wednesday was Wudin, which was the version of the god Odin. So it's supposed to be Odin Day, but we changed it to Wudin, which is Odin. But in the superhero, you'll see the god Odin and things like that, because it really was a pagan god of the Roman times. So they changed that. Oh, so they have Wednesday to represent, it's called Woden Dan, which used to be called Dark Wednesday, and it was the god of Odin. And then Thursday was to represent and praise Thor, the Norse god of thunder. So they changed that day to Thor, and then they changed Phrygia to a goddess of fertility and sex. So Phrygia is a god of fertility and sex. And it says fertility and love, but it had nothing to do with love. Mm-hmm. It had to do with the sexual things that they did on the day of Phrygia. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Saturn is, Saturday was for the god Saturn, which they call Satan. So some people say, well, you worship on Sunday, it's the sun god day. Well, if you stick with the pagans, they worship. If you worship on Saturday, then that's Saturn, which is Satan's day. So all the days are pagan. And I did a teaching on this a while back, maybe back in 2014. All the days are pagan. All the months are pagan. So you're on a Gregorian calendar. You're on a pagan calendar. So you come in and you say, Happy New Year this year, because of what Pope Gregory did, which even the popes didn't agree with. Right. All of the popes didn't agree with. And then, of course, Sunday would be the worship of the sun god. And then, you know, they would turn east to face the sun and the whole thing. That's why the Western Wall faces west, because God don't want you facing east. Okay. So all of this stuff. And so the days of the week also are dedicated to specific deities. All the days of the weeks and months are dedicated to demonic spirits, and the beginning of those months is in honor of a bisexual god that opens portals for demons. Okay, so let's talk about when God's new year is. God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 12, this shall be the first month of the year for you. What month? The month of Nisan. When does it start? In the spring. So when the spring starts, God says, this is the first month of the year for you. This is when you start counting the months, the 12 months of the year. So as we continue to count the months of the year, from March 14th will be Nisan, the first of Nisan. Okay. And in March will be the end of the 120th year, or the end of 2020 for God. Okay, so if you're a Christian and you're saying Happy New Year, you know, you don't want to insult people. We've been saying today, Happy January 1st, because that's about as deep as you're going to get from us. Okay, so do not send me, oh, 2020 is over and there was no rapture and blah, blah, blah. 2020 will be over when Nisan first hits. And when Nisan first hits, I hope that the church is in the kingdom of God and we're at the cloud party. So those are the things that I wanted. I will send you a copy of this, these dates and these months and these goddesses that were worshipped by the Catholic Church and Pope Gregory, and how you got your calendar. Okay, but for us who are spiritual and who love God, we're going to start our calendar on the first of Nisan. At that time, I will say Rosh Hashanah. And this is the beginning of the new year, and that'll be it. But because now someone say, well, what if the rapture doesn't happen, Pastor Sandy, by March 14th? Are you then going to stop preaching the rapture? It's like, I want to ask you a question. Can we stop preaching repentance?
Ooh.
Why not? Because it's part of the Bible and part of doctrine. Can we stop preaching prayer? Is part of the Bible and is part of doctrine. The rapture is a part of doctrine and a part of the Bible. We can never stop preaching rapture because it is a part of doctrine that begins from Genesis all the way to Revelation. So there is a wedding day that is expected. Now, what would we do? Someone say, what would we do if we go past March 14th? Well, I'm not thinking past March 14th. I'm thinking that the 120th year is going to be the year. Why? Because of the 120th, we've already showed you. Every 120th is a judgment. And they're starting from Genesis all the way to the very end, even up to Acts, where 120 and then the 15 and all of these things that deal with 15 and 120 and judgment falling. It's all this proof that says to me, this judgment is going to happen in the 120th year. So this is my hope. This is why I got on my January 1st shirt, which says Cloud Party. Thank you, God Girl, for sending us these. And we are very much appreciative, and we are going to continue to preach the rapture and continue to preach this 120 years and continue to say, Lord God, Hatzalani, us from lies, because this lie continues. Everybody gets a cold now. Mm-hmm. They think they're dying because they say they go to the doctor and the doctor says, you have COVID. Well, from the history of the world, COVID, from all the way from history, COVID-19 has always been the flu. Okay, it has never changed. They added coronavirus, mm-hmm. okay, because they want to sell vaccines. And so we see Satan setting up for the tribulation. He's not going to let this lie go until he gets a one world order. By January 6th, we'll find out whether we have President Trump back or they're going to move on and reimplement satanic worship back into the White House and bring, mm-hmm. I saw even Hillary doing a commercial the other day. Yeah. And so they're all itching to get back in there and start back with the pedophilia and doing all the things that they want to do. So we're going to find out, you know, but one thing's for sure, they are pushing their way into the book of Revelation. And that is what's going on right now, is one world order, bringing everything under one world order and a new financial system and the whole thing. That's what's going on. Stay on God's calendar and continue to wait on the Lord in the year that he specified in the Bible as being the year of judgment, this 120th year, which is 2020. So praise God. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you've decided to live for Jesus and not just be a Christian. None of us should be in crazy relationships with people that don't love God, you know, and you're not married to them and all. You know, I got people doing crazy stuff. They send me stuff and I'm like, how are you in a relationship with somebody who's not saved and you are sexually active with somebody and you're not saved and that who's not saved and you're not married, right. You know, but it shows that we think we can do Christianity without obedience. And you can't do Christianity without obedience because you're going into a relationship and all relationships demand change.
Yeah.
Rather business, marriage, you've got to change something about what you do when you enter a covenant or a relationship. So God expects change when you come into Christ. And rather it's a struggle for you and you do it through prayer and through repentance, but you've got to be fighting against sin, not enjoying the thrill of sin or the sin for a moment that happens, because hell is forever. And, you know, nobody wants to say that anymore, but we need to really make sure that we are ready, because Jesus said, and I was laughing with the Lord, he said, the Lord said, you know, when I said, you know, it'll be the worst days in the history of man since the beginning of time. That's what Jesus, these are Jesus' words, right? He says, when the tribulation comes, he says that it'll be the worst times in the history of man since the beginning of time.
Crazy.
And so he said that the Lord was showing me, people think, they're like, Jesus didn't really mean the worst times. He meant like, you know, it'll be bad. But listen, even the dream I had last night, tribulation is a horrible time.
Yes.
We need to be prepared and ready to go. We need to have oil in our lamps. We need to have our garments on. You're still in the 120th year. We still have hope and time for the rapture. Praise God. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I will see you Sunday with a pretty dynamic message. God bless you. Bye-bye.